It helped the bearer find their way and never become lost. The Vejvasir would not only help Leoma track Brigitte, but it would also bring Leoma back to her family. She dropped her arm and moved away from a cart to continue following the witch. It was only Brigitte's habit of remaining right in the mix of people that kept Leoma from attacking. Because Leoma wouldn't have the weight of any more innocent deaths on her conscience. If she had to track the witch for a year in order to get her alone, then that's what Leoma would do. Brigitte suddenly halted and looked over her shoulder. Leoma ducked behind a building. She peered round the corner, her gaze taking in Brigitte's stunning face with her long black hair up in braids and bright blue eyes that seemed to hold everyone entranced. Everyone except Leoma. A few moments later, the witch continued on. Crowds parted without Brigitte ever saying a word. It was as if others recognized the power within her, without understanding what they felt. While men stared after Brigitte in a lust-filled haze, none were brave enough to approach. It sickened Leoma that so many were so easily manipulated by a beautiful face. Couldn't they tell the witch could end them with a thought? Did they even care? To Leoma's surprise, Brigitte stopped again and simply looked around as if searching for something, or someone. Leoma remained hidden, wondering just what the witch was up to. Had it not been for Edra, Leoma would never know that there was magic in the world, or that there was a coven who recruited the most powerful witches in order to grow. For what exactly, no one knew. Yet. But that knowledge was something Leoma hoped to bring back to the Abbey. The coven once sought Edra. They had hunted her for 7 years until Edra took a stand, with the love of her life, Radna, by her side. Edra defeated the witch's scent to either bring her into the fold or kill her. That's when Edra decided to create her own coven, a hunter's coven. Leoma was the first of the homeless, abandoned, and starving children that Radna and Edra found. Some trained like Leoma, and others, like Meg, found different duties at the Abbey. No one was forced to do anything they didn't want to do, but everyone pulled their weight. It allowed Radna and Edra to supply a safe place for anyone who wanted or needed it. Leoma couldn't imagine growing up any other way. While Radna had been her first teacher, he hadn't been her only or her last. Other knights and warriors found their way to Radna and helped train those wanting to be a part of the Hunter's Coven. The sword Leoma carried had been designed by Radna and created by Burlag, their master blacksmith. And then Edra had filled it with magic so Leoma could kill witches. Because a witch could survive a normal blade, it took something special to make sure a sorceress remained dead. And Leoma would make damn sure Brigitte never hurt anyone again. It might very well cost Leoma her life, and she accepted that. As soon as she saw the witch move, Leoma scanned the crowd looking for anyone who could be meeting up with Brigitte. Leoma might get lucky and find a second witch. It wouldn't be the first time she fought multiples. She had the scars and the tattoos to prove it. Leoma counted to 20 before she slid from her hiding spot to follow Brigitte. To her surprise, the witch walked into the Three Moons. Leoma flattened her lips as she eyed the tavern. It wasn't that she minded going into such establishments. It was just that she spent most of her time fending off advances from drunken idiots who thought that anyone with breasts was fair game for a tumble into bed. But she wasn't going to let that stop her from discovering all she could about Brigitte, just in case Leoma did survive the battle and made it back to the Abbey. Any information, no matter how inconsequential, was needed. She made her way around the building made up of small stones and wooden pillars to make sure the witch didn't sneak out the back. Then Leoma waited until she found a group of men walking into the pub. She snuck behind them and went unseen by most. The tavern was packed. Loud, boisterous groups singing and laughing occupied several long tables.